Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
I'm Elsie.
Sorry. So yesterday we talked about a man named Mason Wortman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he worked on Wall Street, right? It's a street in New York where a lot of banks are located. A lot of people, especially people who study business
mm-hmm.
or finance, would give anything to work there.
However, Mason Wortman was unhappy with his job. He felt like there was nothing left to learn at his job. There was no room for him to grow.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So he quit his job to open a dollar pizza shop
mm-hmm.
in his hometown, Philadelphia.
And he named his pizza shop Rosa's Fresh Pizza. It's named after his mom.
Right. So today we're going to look at day two of our article to
mm-hmm.
find out how Rosa's Fresh Pizza isn't just an ordinary pizza shop.
Okay, here we go.
The pizza shop that feeds the homeless. Mason Wortman never thought his little pizza shop would change lives. Many homeless people ate at Rosa's because of the low price. One day, a customer asked to buy a slice for the next homeless person. Wortman wrote the purchase on a post-it note. Then he put the note on the wall. Customers loved the idea. They started to buy a slice of pizza for a stranger. Soon, colorful post-it notes covered the wall. Now, Rosa's feeds around 100 homeless people a day. Wortman hopes other businesses will also do their part and give back.
Word power!
Never. Never. After the fight, Christy and Sean never spoke to each other again. After the fight, Christy and Sean never spoke to each other again. Low. Low. Lemons are low in sugar. Lemons are low in sugar. Right. Write. Write, wrote, written. Please write your name and phone number down on this paper. Please write your name and phone number down on this paper. Wall. Wall. Rachel painted the walls of her room purple. Rachel painted the walls of her room purple. Okay, so the first line of our article reads,
mm-hmm.
Mason Wortman never thought his little pizza shop would change lives. Okay, so the word never is an adverb and it means not at any time or not once.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I've never had pig blood's cake. Which means, means I haven't tried it once.
You have to try it. It's good. It's delicious.
Really?
Yeah. I'll bring you to the night market and I'll
okay.
make you try it. Okay, 今天的文章说到呢 ,Mason Wortman 从来不觉得他的小 pizza 店会改变人生。Never 这个字是平语副词从不的意思。
Let's use never in another example sentence.
Mm-hmm.
After the fight, Christy and Sean never spoke to each other again.
Mm.
After the fight, Christy and Sean never spoke to each other again.
吵架之后呢 ,Christy 和 Sean 从未再跟彼此说话啦。那这边补充频率副词的用法。刚刚我们说到的 never 是频率最低等于零从来不的意思。那如果频率最高总是我们就会说 always。那频率少一点点 usually 叫做经常再来呢 often 或我们可以说 often 那就是常常的意思、
mm-hmm.
那接下来再往下面走一点点 sometimes 有时候最后很少几乎没有那就是 seldom
So how often do you eat pig's blood cake?
Maybe 4 times a month
That's often?
So it's like once a week when I go to the night market.
Quite often? Which one would you use? Would you use sometimes, often, usually?
I'll use always.
Always? Okay.
Okay, so I have a question、mm-hmm. here. How did the pizza shop change lives?、Mm. Who and how? Whose lives and how did the shop change their lives?
Okay, so our article says、mm-hmm. many homeless people ate at Rosa's because of the low price.So let's look at the word homeless.、
Mm-hmm.
It's an adjective, and it means having no home. So therefore, a homeless person is a person without a home, and without a home, probably without a job, too.、
Mm-hmm. Well, so probably live on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 文章接下来提到呢，因为价格便宜，很多无家可归的人呢，都到 Rosa's 去吃 pizza。那 home 是家，字尾加上 L-E-S-S 的时候呢，就会形容一个就会形成一个形容词，是无家可归的意思。所以 homeless people 就是无家可归的人。
So our article said homeless people could eat at Rosa's because of the low price.、
Mm-hmm.
So the word low is an adjective as well, and it means small or smaller than usual in amount. So it's the opposite of high,、
yeah.
right? So here is an example sentence.、
Mm-hmm.
Lemons are low in sugar. Lemons are low in sugar.
Low, 低的 low price 就是低价，那高价我们就说 high price。例句提到呢，柠檬的糖分是低的。
So if you remember, a slice of pizza at Rosa's only costs
$1.
Right, so this made it possible for homeless people to have something to eat.、
Mm-hmm.
Our article says, one day, a customer asked to buy a slice for the next homeless person. So a customer、mm. is a person who buys a service or a product from a company. Okay, so if you go to a restaurant to eat, you are a customer.
So there was a homeless person lining up after the customer, right?
Actually, no, but we'll go back to that in a、mm-hmm. second, okay?
Okay, 有一天呢、mm-hmm. 一位顾客呢要求要帮下一位无家可归的人买一片 pizza. Customer 是顾客 that's really kind of the customer to do so.
Yeah, so what we meant by the next customer was to mean that right now in the shop there might not have been any homeless people,、
mm-hmm.
but if a homeless people came in and wanted a slice of pizza, this coupon、
uh-huh.
could go to thishomeless person. So the next、oh. as in the next one who comes to your shop.
Oh,、mm-hmm. 所以下一个、虽然在 pizza 店里面没有排队 there was not a line、
yeah.
there, 但下一个进来的 homeless person 就可以得到这片 pizza.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So to remember this customer's kind act and the free pizza,、
mm-hmm.
Wortman wrote the purchase on a post-it note, okay?、
Mm-hmm.
So to write something down means to put information down on the paper. So he took a post-it note and he said free pizza、
mm-hmm.
so that he would remember that he owes the next homeless person a piece of pizza.
Oh, 为了要记得这位客人的善行呢，文章接下来就说到 Wortman 将这次的购买赶快先记在便利贴上面，然后呢，让他可以记得下一位进来的 homeless person 可以得到那片 pizza. 那 write 就是写的意思了。
Here is write in an example sentence. Please write your name and phone number down on this paper. Please write your name and phone number down on this paper.
请将你的名字和电话写在这张纸上。To write something down, 将资讯写下来。
We also saw the word purchase, right?
Purchase, yes.
Okay. So something that you buy is called a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you bought a pair of shoes, you can say, I paid for my purchase or my shoes with my credit card.
Purchase.当动词的时候是购买，那当名词在文章当中就是名词的用法，它是购买品项。
So, do you know those notes that are sticky on the back?
Yes, they're really useful.
Mm-hmm. We call them post-it notes or sticky notes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Post-it was the first company to invent these notes. So a lot of people just started calling them post-it notes.
Oh, post-it note, 便利贴。上课抄笔记的时候 post-it note, 便利贴就是一个很好用的东西啦。不过为什么要叫做 post-it note 呢？因为第一家出产便利贴的公司就叫做 post-it.
So Wortman wrote it down, and our article says, then he put the note on the wall.、
Mm-hmm.
So a wall is one of the sides of a room or building. A room usually has at least four walls. Otherwise,、
yeah.
there would be a big opening and、mm-hmm. you could see the outside.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 回到文章呢，写在便条纸上面之后啊 ,Wortman 把它贴在墙上 ,wall, 墙壁。在墙壁上我们说 on the wall.
Let's use the word wall in an example sentence.Rachel painted the walls of her room purple.、
Mm.
Rachel painted the walls of her room purple.
Rachel 将她的房间的墙壁啊漆成紫色的。
So this act of kindness spread on That means it caught on. Everybody started wanting to do it. Why? Because customers love the idea.
贴到墙上之后呢，大家都知道这样的 kindness 善心。文章接着就说到了。顾客很爱这个点子 So what did the customers do afterwards?
So they didn't just like it and be like, oh, that's nice. They started to buy a slice of pizza for a stranger.
他们就开始买给陌生人一片一片的 pizza.
And guess what? Soon, colorful post-it notes covered the wall. Okay, so the word colorful is an adjective.
Mm-hmm.
If something is colorful, it has bright colors or a lot of colors. Right now, we're not very colorful.
We're black and white.
Yeah. I think the only color might be our lipstick.
Just a little bit.
And maybe our nails.
Why? Are we down or something?
I don't know.
接下来呢文章就说到了一旦有人买一片 pizza 给陌生人呢墙上就会多一张 post-it note、
mm-hmm.
所以接下来文章就说到了很快的彩色的便利贴就覆盖了整面墙
So Rosa's has come a long way、
mm-hmm.
Our article says now Rosa's feeds around 100 homeless people a day
哇现在呢 Rosa's 每天呢会将 pizza 分给大约100位无家可归的人吃
Yeah, and on top of that, they actually feed 300 people, who paying customers.
Yeah.
So、mm-hmm. that's 400 people in total. So that means 100 people have come forward and paid for pizza for a stranger.
Yeah, but I'm really bad at math. So
that's okay. So I'm just saying that 100 kind people.
Yeah, 100 kind people.
Every day.
Paid for the homeless people.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Every day.
Every day.
That is a lot.
天都做这样的事情。
Okay. So our article says, Wortman hopes other businesses will also do their part and give back.、
Mm-hmm.
So we have two phrases to look at here. Let's look at the phrase, do their part. Okay. Let me give you an example. Imagine you have a group project. Okay. Mm-hmm. Me and you have a group project.
Mm-hmm.
And each of us,is responsible for one part of the project.
Yes.
Okay, so if I did my part and you did your part, then we would get the project done.
And we work together to get、yes. it done, right?
So doing your part means doing what you should do or doing what, you know, is what you're responsible for.
Yeah. 最后呢文章提到 Wortman 希望其他的商家也能够尽他们的一己之力回馈社会。To do one's part 就是尽一己之力做好自己的
The phrase to give back means to help those around you, okay? So you can actually give back with money or you can give back with time,、
mm-hmm.
like volunteering, which means you do work without getting paid.
Yeah. 最后呢 to give back 是回馈的意思通常指的是回馈社会 There are a lot of ways to give back.
That's true. Okay, so we've come to the end of our article.、
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a good article?
Wonderful.
Interesting? Okay, so stay tuned for our wrap-up.
Okay.
So in Taiwan,、mm-hmm. are there any maybe stores that are kind of like Rosa's where you buy food for a stranger?
Yes, good question. There are actually some people and companies doing what Wortman does.
Wow.
Especially in winter.
Wow.
I've heard that they cook and give food to homeless people on the street.
Uh-huh.
So homeless people can line up.For the food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,、
cool.
you can see a lot of homeless people lining up to get food, and they're really grateful.
Yeah, but what about, like, if you have a shop where you could go and buy food for the next person? Do you think they have something like that?
I think there are some, but I'm not really familiar with that part.
Okay.、
Yeah.So maybe we can Google it, or you can Google it,
yeah,
to see if we have this kind of shops to do this kind of kindness.
Yeah,、mm-hmm. I think we all should do that. We should、yeah. try to help people, give back, do our part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We should give back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we hope you enjoyed our lesson for today.、Mm-hmm. This is Angeline signing off.
And this is Elsie. I'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Is this speech nearly over? My butt is sore.
Is this speech nearly over? My butt is sore.
典礼开始，全体肃立，唱国歌。哎，大家对这些台词都不陌生吧？那唱完国歌之后呢？长官致辞。 哦，不要吧！每次到这个时候，我在台下心里都会默默的想，缺席，缺席，缺席。因为啊，这实在是典礼里面最无聊的环节了吧？恨不得长官们都缺席好了。哎，不过啊，这样当然是不对的，而且很没礼貌，各位不能模仿哦。哎，但是我教你，其实啊，你可以偷偷跟你坐在旁边的同学说。Is this speech nearly over? My butt is sore. 这位的致辞到底结束没？我屁股都坐到痛了。Speech 演讲 ，nearly 句中有接近的意思 ，over 这边当形容词是结束的意思哦。Nearly over 就是指接近结束的意思哦。Is this speech nearly over? 这位演讲还是致辞到底是结束没啊 ？My butt is sore， 我的屁股都坐到痛了。Butt 就是我们的屁股啦。Sore, S-O-R-E, 形容词有酸痛的意思哦。每次我运动啊，如果没有拉筋，隔天早上起来一定酸痛到爆。常常啊，就会听到我说 ，Oh, my legs are sore, my arms are sore, my whole body is sore。不过啊，这是因为我运动太少了才会这样。希望你们没有我那么逊喽。好，那我们另外再补充一下。Sour, S-O-U-R, 这个字呢指的是味道酸的意思啦。虽然中文都是酸，但此酸非彼酸，千万不要跟身体的酸痛 sore 搞混咯。My shoulder is sore today. I'm gonna take a rest. 那我们下次见咯。Bye bye.
Is this speech nearly over? My butt is sore.
Is this speech nearly over?My butt is sore.
Chit chat.
Oh, 这三个字都有除了的意思啊。
那要怎么用才对啊？
Sorry, 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 sorry.
Except singing, I'm also good at dancing. Check it out.
Poker face, poker face. Oh, 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 oh.
拜托，有没有看过这么爱现的人，竟然英文也都给他讲错了？哎，我想这位大明星想要说的是，除了怎么样还有怎么样。可是呢，他绝对不能用 except， 因为 except 是用来表示。不包括在内的除了怎么样怎么样，举个例子大家就比较清楚啦。像是讲秘密的时候呢，你可能会说 I told no one about this except you， 所以除了你我都没有和任何人说这件事。可是如果你要说除了怎么样还有怎么样，这时候我们就要用 besides， 因为 besides 后面是指包括在内的那个事情哦。举个例子比较清楚，besides Japan, I've also visited France, Italy, Singapore, and Vietnam. 不过教你一个更酷的片语哦，你可以用 aside from， 因为它可以代换 except 以及 besides 这两种包括和不包括的除外哟。For example, I rarely watch movies aside from romantic comedies. 这里的 aside from 是等于 except。或者呢，你可以用 aside from English, I can also speak Japanese, French, and Chinese. 所以的 aside from 就可以代换成 besides 也可以哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
Except 后面要接不包括在内的东西，而 besides 后面要接的是包括在内的，除了什么还有什么的意思。而 aside from 则可以用来表示 except 和 besides 哦。
The pizza shop that feeds the homeless. Mason Wortman never thought his little pizza shop would change lives. Many homeless people ate at Rose's because of the low price. One day, a customer asked to buy a slice for the next homeless person. Wortman wrote the purchase on a post-it note. Then he put the note on the wall. Customers loved the idea. They started to buy a slice of pizza for a stranger.Soon, colorful post-it notes covered the wall. Now, Rose's feeds around 100 homeless people a day. Wortman hopes other businesses will also do their part and give back.
Never. Never. After the fight, Christy and Sean never spoke to each other again. After the fight, Christy and Sean never spoke to each other again. Low, low. Lemons are low in sugar. Lemons are low in sugar. Right, right. Right, wrote, written. Please write your name and phone number down on this paper. Please write your name and phone number down on this paper. Wall, wall. Rachel painted the walls of her room purple. Rachel painted the walls of her room purple.